Welcome back to the Finsiders here. Greg Likens alongside John Kangemi as we're gearing up for day two of the NFL draft coming up tonight, rounds two and three. But in the meantime, we're still reacting to round one. An exciting round one for Dolphins fans is the Dolphins selected Juwan James, offensive tackle from Tennessee, at number 19 in the first round. And to talk more about that, we're going to go out to the Metro PCS hotline, bring on his coach at the University of Tennessee, Butch Jones. Coach Jones, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and Greg and John, appreciate the opportunity to be on with you this afternoon or this evening and talk about Juwan James, talk about the Miami Dolphins and the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And, Coach, I know you just finished up your first year with the Volunteers, but getting into the program, what was your first impression of Juwan when you got to Tennessee?
Well, right away, was an individual who was a great, great individual, great character, comes from a great family, has a great inner drive, and wants to be the best. And, you know, change is difficult. And right away, he embraced change, and we started earning that trust. And I tell you what, I'm excited for the entire Dolphins organization, Coach Philbin, Dennis Hickey. I really believe they have a player that's going to play a long time and bring immediate value to the Dolphins.
Yes, that's what we're all hoping for, Coach. And when you take a look, you mentioned some of the traits that he possesses. But from a leadership standpoint, you know, how did he impress you during his time with the Volunteers?
Well, we have a player staff. It's a representative of the team. They're voted upon by their peers. There's 13 individuals, and he was unanimous in our votes. So every player on the team voted for him, and I think that speaks volumes. He was the voice of the team. He was the individual that I kind of went through and went to get the pulse of the team. I valued his opinion, his judgment. So, again, I think you know, you're getting a very, very good football player on the field, and you're getting an even better person off the field. I think he'll be great for the locker room. He's extremely competitive. You know, we talk about consistency and performance day in and day out, and you're going to get an individual who's extremely consistent in all aspects.
Coach, wanted to ask you a little bit about pass blocking, run blocking. I watch Juwan James in his run blocking, and he seems like a type that's very balanced. Whichever foot he's going with, he's very balanced in getting to the second level. It's very hard to knock off track. Is that what you saw in his senior year at Tennessee?
Well, John, you're exactly right. He possesses great balance, great athletic ability, and we really challenged him his senior year to play tougher, to play with a lower pad level, to use his hands better and finish blocks. And he's an individual who's extremely coachable. And the great thing about Juwan is all you have to do is tell him once. You have to show him what it looks like, and it'll get done. But he's extremely athletic, like you said, great balance. You know, playing in the SEC, he's played against the best of the best. I think the durability, he's seen it all. Now, obviously, he's going to the next level, and there'll be a learning curve there. But if there's anyone who can get a jump start in that learning curve, it's Juwan.
Coach, when you mentioned, you know, how smart of an individual he is, we got to talking with him last night. Obviously, he was very excited being selected 19th by the Miami Dolphins. But a couple of weeks ago, we talked to him, and that was the first thing that jumped out at me, how engaging he was and how responsive he was to the questions and just didn't give you a canned answer. He was very, you know, he thought about what he wanted to say. Is he that way as a football player? You mentioned tell him once and you don't have to tell him again. Does that carry over into what he does on the field?
Absolutely. Great retention. And he's a football player. He loves football, and he needs football in his life each and every day, and he loves to study the game. And that's the thing right away in our early discussions at Tennessee is he just wanted to talk football. He knew all the great players. He'd study their technique. He'd study their toughness. So, again, he's an individual who – again, he's going to be to work early. He'll be the first one in the building. He'll be the last to leave. He'll hold on every word that all the coaches tell him. And, you know, we use a term in our football program at Tennessee called NFL ready. And we take great pride in, you know, any player you're getting from our staff, they're NFL ready from a mentality standpoint, but also a physical standpoint and an intelligence standpoint. And Juwan James is NFL ready.
Butch Jones, head football coach at the University of Tennessee, joining us here on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. Of course, Butch, Coach Juwan James, the number one pick for the Dolphins at Tennessee. And Coach, talking a little bit about what he brings to the table and the making that transition, do you think the fact that he played right tackle and had those 49 starts in his career and he's moving to be right tackle, he's not going to, you know, switch sides, do you think that's going to help in his transition going to the NFL?
I do think it'll help, but I think one of the other things, you know, when I spoke with the Dolphins, one of the traits or assets that Juwan James does bring to a football team is his value. You know, he's going to be able to play left tackle. He's going to be able to play right tackle. I know they drafted him as a tackle, but he could possibly play guard as well. So he's one of those individuals. He's going to know all the positions on the offensive line. Obviously, he has great familiarity with the right tackle position. But we played him actually at the left tackle position all throughout spring. So, again, the value that he brings for a number of positions, he's going to know all the positions.
Coach, I know this is probably one of the most proud times for a head coach in college football. You get to see guys that you've coached move on to the next level, get selected in the first round. I'm sure you're going to have another tackle go probably today in Antonio Richardson. But it has to be sad for you. Your bookend tackles are leaving. How did the Vols spring practice go, and how does it look for 2014?
Well, we're a work in progress, and right now we're going through the process of building Tennessee football back to its rightful place among the elite of college football. Obviously, when you have to replace Tiny Richardson and Juwan James, and we'll probably have two or three others drafted today as well in the offensive front, there's going to be a little bit of learning curve. We're going to be exceptionally young, but very, very encouraged by where we're building this thing. As you know, Tennessee football is special, and the Miami area is also very special to us as well.
Coach, when you take a look at Juwan James, and we're going to get to talk to him in person here in just about an hour from now, any good stories that we can pass on? Maybe we can give him a little bit of a hard time. Any inside information or anecdotes you can share with us about Juwan James?
Well, the one thing that Juwan does like is he likes watches. So if you can tell him you talked to Coach Jones, and now he can go get himself a nice watch. But I tell you what, you guys will love that conversation because he can talk with anyone and everyone. He's just a pleasant to be around. You'll see, don't let his soft demeanor take you away from his inner drive. He wants to be the best, and I know he wants to be a Pro Bowl football player and play for the Miami Dolphins for a long time.
Well, Coach, really appreciate you taking the time to join us here and tell us a little bit more about Juwan James, and good luck as you're monitoring the draft today with the rest of your players and building the program for the future. Thanks for taking the time with us.
Well, appreciate the opportunity. I'm a big Dolphins fan, so along with the Heat, so look forward to maybe seeing you guys down in South Florida at some point in time.
Absolutely, Coach. Would like nothing better. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, there he is, Butch Jones, head football coach at the University of Tennessee, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com. Interesting. So Coach Jones, you know, in Tennessee, but he's a big fan of the local sports scene.
It's nice to know that because, you know, free tickets. You know, we may be able to get some tickets off of Coach. And also, you know, I can't wait to talk to Juwan James now. We may be able to get some nice watches off of Juwan. He won't be late for meetings. No excuses for that.
No doubt about it. Yeah, exactly. We'll have to find out. Maybe, you know, that's kind of one of the common questions you ask guys who get that first day contract. You know, what's the first thing you're going to buy? Maybe it's
probably
not a house.
Maybe
it's not a car. You saw Teddy Bridgewater get a car from his mom. Maybe it's just a nice watch.
I know.
There we go. Well, we'll talk to Juwan James actually coming up. He's going to join us in studio in the 6 o'clock hour coming up in less than an hour. So we're going to have that for you. Also want to let you know that from tactical to practical, GovX has the gear you want at the lowest prices. Shop 200 brands and more than 20,000 products for you and your family. Save on gear, tickets, and more. GovX.com, savings for those who serve. You're listening to the Finsiders on 940 Wins and watching us on Dolphins.com.